This is Idaho Matters on this Wednesday. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The need to connect and be able to continue to share stories with each other during this time of social isolation, it is critical, and it is so very vital to so many of us. So, Story Night has worked very quickly to take its stage show, which normally has a live audience of upwards of 300 people, to a webinar that will continue to feature storytellers mixed with a community slam. Artistic director of Story Night, Jody Eichelberger, is joining us live remotely to introduce us to Story Webinight. Welcome, Jody.
Yeah, hi there. I'm introducing it to myself as well.
Well, we have you. We are using Zoom with you. So, you know, we want to make sure you got all that worked out before.
Yeah, I need
you
all the
this.
Practice I can get, because this is right. The platform we'll be using. Yeah.
Okay, so this is truly, I mean, put a huge wrinkle in how you normally do Story Night. So tell me how you started moving with this and decided, you know what, we can still do this. We just have to pivot.
Yeah. Well, as one of your guests just mentioned, you know, a day is like a week, or, you know, 3 days is a month. So we've already been through several iterations. At first we thought, well, let's use our 3-camera shoot and do a live stream from the venue with no audience. And one of the things about that, though, is we wouldn't be able to have our story slam where people from the audience can just, you know, sign up to share a story. Mm-hmm. So when we lost the venue totally, then we came on this idea of a webinar, which does allow our audience to virtually raise their hand. And then I apparently can promote their video feed and broadcast it to everybody else, and they'll still be able to share a story just as we do in the show.
I like how you say you'll be able to do that with a little trepidation in your voice.
Yeah, I do. I've had one rehearsal with our board and our studio guides. They were all pretending to be storytellers and audience members at home so I could play with the buttons. And tonight we are rehearsing our featured storytellers, and it is the same show we were planning to do in our regular format. Mm-hmm. With our featured storytellers telling stories about the tens. I guess one of the new meanings now is apparently the last time we had a pandemic like this was in 1910 with the Spanish influenza. But our stories aren't going to be centered on that. Mm-hmm. We're still focusing with the theme that we had before.
So I think something that's really interesting about this is that, you know, for folks who maybe have not been to Story Night before, or maybe they live outside of the Treasure Valley, I mean, this is an opportunity for people to experience Story Night for the first time.
Yeah, we're really really borderless now, which is really interesting. And in fact, I just noticed people signing up from Seattle this morning.
Wow.
So we will have some people from outside Boise that are going to be joining us in some way. You know, we're teaching ourselves, but I think we also have to teach our audience. And, you know, a lot of times we do things that they don't realize we do for them to help them focus on a show, and they're going to have to do that for themselves. And that might be, for instance, turning off your cell phone so you're not texting during the show, maybe dimming the lights so you're not noticing everything that's in the room. I am told you can share your screen to your television so you don't have to be stuck on your laptop screen.
Oh, okay.
You can, you know, if you have a Roku device or something like that, you can actually pair your laptop with your TV so you'll have a bigger mm-hmm. picture. You still have to use your laptop to do things like raise your hand if you want to share. We also are coming up with some polls that people can do to poll our audience. We're trying to make it as interactive as we can in the absence of, you know, being with each other.
Well, and here's the thing too, like if you're confused on how some of this works, if you have like a 10-year-old in your house,
yes,
they
know
will
how to
be
do it.
Able, trust me, I messed something up on my computer the other day, and you know, I don't have tech support or engineers at my house, but I do have an 11-year-old.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people are learning this platform quickly. College students are taking classes this way. People are doing meetings this way. Some of them are using a meeting platform as opposed to a webinar. What a webinar allows us to do is have the active panelists, but then have an audience of up to 10,000 people.
I just think it's so interesting, Jody, that, you know, in this time where really Story Night is so incredibly interactive, and there is such a vibe and an energy in the room with it when you go listen to these featured storytellers, and then the slammers, you know, getting the chutzpah to go up there on stage and tell their story. But yet you're able, as we said, to pivot and to all of a sudden potentially become even more interactive with a larger group of people. I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling when we think about, you know, instead of shutting down, you just find a different way.
Well, and the other thing we're asking ourselves is, what does this format allow us to do that we can't do otherwise? Mm-hmm. I mean, theater is all about dealing with your limitations, which is my background. So one of the things that we asked is, what musician could we never have at our live show at Jump? Like, what would be impossible? And we came up with the organ. So we will have, as one of our panelists, an organ in Boise played by Dr. Chad Spears, who is going to be featuring pop songs from the 2010s on the organ.
And okay, that's kind of cool.
He's going to be our special music. So yeah. So, and we have a doctor in the house. He's a doctor of music, but you know, still
it's a doctor in the house.
It's a doctor. Yeah.
So, and you are, as you mentioned, you are keeping with the theme of the decades, which is the tens. So can you talk a little bit about the featured storytellers? Because I saw one that said a disappointment by 10 years old. And I'm like, oh, come on now.
I know. So our three featured storytellers all, of course, as usual, have very different stories. And that's Charlie Turner's story that you mentioned. Her father was very politically active and led a form of protest about land rights, where they rode horses across the United States to deliver their message about public land use, because they were cattle people and they wanted to graze their herds on public mm-hmm. lands, which they'd been told they couldn't do. And they did that 10 miles at a time on these horses. And so that story is kind of her and her father's relationship and how she became a disappointment to her father at an early age, because she kind of went a different direction with her life. Mm. We also have an identity story. This gentleman was living in Vietnam and had to renew his visa, and he planned to do a 10 days meditation in Malaysia. But he was pickpocketed as soon as he landed and lost his passport and money and everything, all his ID. And so he instead spent 10 days getting a new passport. And then our third story is actually from a nurse here in Boise who has passed a very important milestone, which is that she's now a 10-year cancer survivor.
Oh, wow. So then, very quickly, talk about the slammers. I mean, so is it literally like you, when you call, because normally people, you know, put their name in a hat, basically, but now it's like raising a hand.
So after you get your ticket, which is donation sliding scale at storystorynight.eventbrite.com, you immediately get an email that gives you a link to the platform where the show will happen at 7 o'clock, Tuesday, the 31st. And in that platform, there actually is a little hand. And when you click on that hand, it raises your name up to the top of my command screen, I guess. And so what I plan to do is just say, all right, we're ready for a slammer. Anybody there at home, raise your hand. And I'll be able to just select a name from the list of hands that go up. We will want people, of course, to have their video, you know, their webcam activated and have their sound on and everything like that. So, you know, we're not known for our technical abilities at Story Night. It's a pretty low technology form normally to tell stories. So I don't know that this is going to be the smoothest event that we've ever done. I imagine we will have some hiccups, but, you know, that all becomes part of the story.
You know, it really does, Jody. And I think the fact that it is still something that you guys are willing to take on and to use technology to make this work and to honestly give people a sense of community that is, you know, it's hard to have right now with this social distancing going on. So kudos to you for trying this out. So again, March 31st, Tuesday, 7 p.m. And like, as you mentioned, just go to your website and you'll find the link to make a donation, and then you will be able to participate.
Yeah, and it has been really heartwarming to see how the community, like our season pass holders, no one has asked for a refund. Some of them have migrated over to this new platform, and that's really made us feel great.
I want to thank you for joining us today. Story Story Webinight, as we said, March 31st. We've been talking with Artistic Director Jody Eichelberger. And we're kind of working on a light story about how families are dealing with school closures during the coronavirus outbreak. We know there's a lot of stress around this, but we also want to bring some joy as well. So parents, if you've got a story to tell or your kiddos do, use your iPhone. Please send us a voice memo with your family. Tell us about your daily routine, interacted or learning. I'll even pitch in a little bit of what we're doing here at my house. Some days are good, some days not so good. Thank you so much for joining us on Idaho Matters today. We will, of course, be back here tomorrow.